Tech Connect West Virginia is a statewide economic development organization dedicated to the advancement of science, technology, and the innovation economy. The organization put together a two-day conference at Ogilby Park in Ohio County to celebrate women and technology. This was the second Women in Tech conference organized by Tech Connect. The organization's executive director, Ann Barth, says the object is to give women in the state an opportunity to learn, be inspired, and network.
We know that women are underrepresented in technology fields, and we want to get people together to talk about how we can change that.
From the campaign trail to stories in the media, we've recently been bombarded with the fact that women in this country are paid less than men for the same work. And Barth says that statistic is especially true in West Virginia. In fact, according to a recent report by the Institute for Women's Policy Research, women in West Virginia who work full-time year-round on average earn about $29,000 compared with $42,000 for men.
Women in STEM make more money than in other jobs. Those jobs are more recession-proof, and it would be a great way to help close the gender pay gap by getting more women into STEM and technology jobs.
About 100 women from higher education institutions, the private sector, and some college students listen to speakers with a wide variety of professional backgrounds who either use technology effectively or work in technological fields. For example, West Virginia University's provost, Joyce McConnell, offered thoughts about how to find and hold on to empowerment. And she stressed the point that there are plenty of women who are already mastering and/or contributing to technological fields. After receiving an award from the Small Business Administration, president and publisher of New South Media, Nikki Bowman, spoke about the obstacles she overcame to develop several West Virginia-centered magazines. She warned against apathy, challenged her audience to consider how their choices will impact their community, and exuded pride in her West Virginia heritage to great applause. The conference's keynote address was delivered by Dr. Catherine Sullivan, Undersecretary of Department of Commerce and Administrator with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Sullivan's expertise spans the frontiers of the sea to the frontiers of space. She's an oceanographer and an astronaut. A self-described scientist, astronaut, and explorer, Sullivan offered attendees her perspective from NOAA, an organization that continues to focus on advancing technology, which allows us to understand and monitor Earth. She also offered pieces of advice from lessons she's gleaned over the years. Among them, she says not to be afraid to be scared, because that just might be when you learn the most.
There's a sweet spot in human existence that one educational psychologist called just scared enough. And that's where something exciting or triggering your curiosity or maybe worrying you has you just scared enough that all of your mental circuits are wide open, absolutely wide open and in process and receive mode. And that's really a sweet spot for learning.
Sullivan says even today, she continues to look for opportunities that leave her just scared enough so that she herself can continue to learn and grow. Anything else, she says, would be like signing a death sentence. The Women in Tech Conference was sponsored by the West Virginia Department of Education and the Arts, Marshall University, West Virginia University, the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission Division of Science and Research, the NASA West Virginia Space Grant Consortium, Brick Street Insurance, West Banco, and American Electric Power. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, Virginia.